Welcome to the Ether. Today is Monday, November 14th, 2022. Today on the Ether, the LUM Network Defract AMA, hosted by Cosmos Haas. Let's take a listen.
All right. Yeah, I'm not sure. I usually give it a few minutes, but usually there's people in here by now. I don't know if I'm getting like shadow banned or what's going on here. Where are you based at?
I'm based in Paris.
Okay, so it's getting a little later there for you. So, like, what time is it there now?
It's 10 p.m. That's 10 okay. PM. Yeah, yeah. And you?
I'm in East Coast, so right now it's 4 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have I still have a fiat job, so I work from home, and I just get done right now. So, like, this is usually when I like to do Twitter spaces and kind of just full out grind crypto. So I have no distractions.
Yeah, got it.
But I'm taking the leap of faith here soon where I won't even have that as a distraction. So I can do more things during the day to do like different, because I want to do a lot more Twitter spaces and have a consistent schedule. Cause like I'm all over the place. Like I don't really have any sort of like consistency. I used to do a lot of Twitter spaces on the weekends, but just for how much time I put in, like I need to try to get away from crypto a little bit at the same token, because I put about, I don't know, at least 12 minimum, no less than 12 hours a day and every single day. Right. So it's like I need to kind of chill out with the wifey and do some stuff on the weekends right now. So
yeah, but the thing is that crypto right now needs our energy, right? So
it's, oh, it's yeah,
the time.
Yeah, it's unfortunate like what's going on, you know. If I don't like that, like this one, if I don't like promote it or like, you know, really promote it beforehand, it's like hit or miss. Sometimes I'll get 50-60 people, sometimes 10-15. It all depends. I mean, you know, human beings, like they go with the flow. So like if the market's doing really good, you know, there's going to be a couple hundred people on the Twitter space live. If not, then it's, you know, it's so hit or miss anymore. But I don't care, because typically Terra Spaces comes in, they record them live. I don't see they're in here, but they would still get the archives and then put it on iTunes and Spotify for people to listen to and stuff like that. So it usually doesn't really matter too much. But I'll give it a couple more minutes and then we can start.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny to see how many people are writing now on social media and so on. I'm lucky that I never invested in crypto. I told you that was not a good thing to do and so on. While I think it's now than ever that the space needs some energy and builders. So, to get interested in.
Yeah, I try to be positive about everything, because I mean, it is what it is. I'm getting a little bit older now, so I don't have any time for like drama or anything. it's just a part of, and I've been invested in technology for a long time now, even pre-crypto. Yeah. And it's just kind of the part of the avid flows of being an investor in technology. It's unknown, and most people on planet Earth are older, so they don't understand tech anyhow. So they don't, you know, it's the biggest, it's always going to take the biggest retracements. I remember, you know, Google and Apple and all that, it wouldn't be unfamiliarized for them to take like an 80% retractment, you know, retracement, like their highs and all that type of stuff. So, I mean, this is no different. It's just more early and it's just a part of the game.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-mm. I mean, unfortunately, there are some bad actors, obviously, like what's going on currently with like FTX. I mean, a lot of these exchanges, they need to stop trying to be like prime brokers and hedge funds. They just need to just be a platform where people can, you know, buy and sell cryptos and stuff like that. So I don't know. We'll see what's going on with all that too. It's unfortunate because like it was like the energy was getting, it was starting to come back, you know, and then like this FTX thing happens. And then now it's like, you know, it's just a bad energy now, even though like really in Cosmos, I mean, personally, I never used FTX. I never used it, never purchased any of it. So I wasn't really affected, but obviously I still am in, you know, in consequence from what happened with it.
Yeah.
People leave, they get all upset, you know, maybe someone new was about to come into the space and then they see on the news like about it all being a scam and stuff. So then it deters them from coming in. So I guess I am affected in that way. But I mean, we can just go into it. So what I like to do is just a brief introduction, you know, and then like, when did you get into crypto? And then like, how did you find LUM? How did you start with DeFrac, stuff like that?
Yeah. Okay. So I started to get interested in crypto in 2013, but, the real moment I get involved was in 2016. So at this time it was the first, conferences organized by Ethereum, and I found, all the decentralization concept really interesting. At the time, I was working in a digital marketing company specialized in big data, and I saw really an opportunity for the organization of data to have this new kind of technology that are decentralized, because my opinion is that currently all the MarTech and AdTech world that have been successfully working in centralized way could benefit also in from decentralization. So I started to build some concept about some dApps for reward, and the goal was really to bootstrap mass adoption. And this is the exact purpose of what we built with LUM, is to have the LUM network vision is really to foster the adoption of blockchain, and converting existing organizations and users internationally. So LUM is a layer one on Cosmos ecosystem. We choose Cosmos ecosystem because of its vision to be the internet of blockchain. That means instead of having one blockchain with a lot of use cases on top of it, you have this protocol that is called IBC. It's a communication between blockchain. And you have those blockchains that are all interconnected. And we think that this vision, we think that the multi-chain vision basically is really interesting. And actually, it's the same for Polkadot, which was built by Gavin Wood, the CTO of Ethereum. And in terms of tech, community and vision, we have chosen Cosmos in 2018. So it was before... it was even before IBC and the development of the community. But I think this vision drove really tech and engaged community. And this is the exact reason why we have launched also DeFrac, because we see DeFrac as a gateway to to participate in a complex multi-chain environment. Because maybe the only... the only default of Cosmos is the complexity to be exposed in a search and ecosystem.
Nice. So how many people are on the team?
So LUM Network is an open source blockchain protocol. It's hosted by a non-profit organization in Zug, in Switzerland. And around the LUM Network, you have use cases using the LUM Network. So the first one we did is a use case. The first on-chain use case is rewarding reviews, which is precisely an area that matters for existing businesses and their consumers, where blockchain solutions are better than traditional centralized option. So the player we partner with is called Skipper's Rewards, and it's a group of 500 people, and they are a team of about 50 people that are working on this use case. And now we are also launching Diffract, which is a new use case. And we are a dozen people working on this specific use case. But it's important to understand that the protocol is non-profit and open source. And then you have use cases built on top of it to pursue the Loom vision, which is mass adoption.
Yeah, I like that. I always like to hear why people found Cosmos. Like, to be honest with you, you're obviously more of an OG than I am. Personally, my background is in accounting, and I really didn't get into crypto until COVID happened. Like, once that happened, I had a lot of free time. And I mean, I already knew what crypto was before that. I've always loved tech. I've been a huge tech enthusiast like my whole entire life. I've always invested in tech. I just didn't really have the time to kind of like do the research. And then, unfortunately, when that happened, I was able to like dig in, and I found crypto. I kind of went the traditional route with Ethereum and Bitcoin and all that. But I kept asking myself questions. Like, I was a little bit confused. I didn't understand how these different technologies could communicate with one another, because I always like to visualize things. And like the way I looked at it, I was like, there has to be a better solution. Like, I was using this analogy. I was like, it'd be like if I had an Android phone and I went to like, into like a Starbucks to use the Wi-Fi, it wouldn't work because I didn't have like a compatible device. And I always like viewed crypto as like that, even before I really kind of got into it. I was like, it doesn't make any sense because they're so isolated and there's so much friction between data. And so I like didn't really get into it. And then when I kept looking into it, you know, that's how I kind of found Cosmos. I was like, it makes sense. Like, these things are all communicating with one another. They all speak the same code, the language, so to speak. And I started digging in, and then like Osmosis launched, and that's really when I went like full force in the Cosmos. And then as I got into it, I just kept like digging, and everything just started making more sense to me, just like philosophically. I always loved and the communitarian points of views and how there wasn't really much venture capitalist money. And being in the traditional space, I understand whenever certain people or companies have a lot of financial capital invested, they basically are the ones telling you what to do and not to do. And even in crypto, that's kind of like that, but not necessarily in Cosmos. Like you're saying about the sovereign blockchains, like each chain can have its own roles and validator sets and its own kind of niche and thing that they got going on. But at the same token, like everything's connected. It's just like this huge network effect. So it just always made sense to me. And that's kind of why, like, not that I'm a Cosmos maxi, I guess I am. I just believe everything is going to connect to IBC at some point or time in the future. Like, I just don't see a future where like crypto really works unless it's IBC. So like, that's just kind of the way I look at it. And I always appreciate people that kind of see the same vision or share the same vision, and then they build something really cool. I understand things take time, and a lot of people in this space, they want everything to happen overnight. And it's more of a, year one and two is more of the infrastructure, and then you can kind of start to delve into things. So when did it initially launch their chain?
So we launched the mainnet on December 14, 2021. It was a couple of weeks after the first Cosmoverse that was held into Lisbon last year. This year it was in Medellin. And it was amazing to meet all the community, all the validators and the chain project builders and so on. And actually the level of discussion in terms of tech vision and people that constitute Cosmos made me, I had kind of, it's not the same, but I had the same feeling at the first, very first meetup and conferences of Ethereum, because you have all these people passionate about the tech, the vision, and I don't like the word pure, because sometimes it's also linked to bad things, but you have this kind of pure mindset of people that want to build an ecosystem. And I totally agree with what you say, what you just said. So yes, Loom will be soon 1 year, 1 year old. So it's still a baby. And yeah, it's the first year that is tough because of this market condition. But we think that we are glad to launch during those time also because those are really interesting times in terms of opportunity. And most of the time, you see people that can go through those periods are the people and project are sometimes most successful that project that are built just during, you know, the hype thing.
Yeah, I mean, I like this time right now. It's, you know, the people that are in the space and doing things, they're the ones that want to be there. I remember in May, I worked with Osmosis. I went to the permissionless event in Palm Beach, Florida, and it was like a week after the Luna and UST crash. And I remember because I was like in mourning because I was really upset. Because I had a lot of exposure to Luna and UST, and I seen like what I had and what like just like the snap of the finger kind of went away. And I went to that event, and it really helped. It helped me a lot because I kind of got out of that rut where I was in, and it was really empowering because, you know, a lot of the people that were there obviously had exposure as well. Maybe not necessarily as much because it really wasn't like a Cosmos event. It was more of Ethereum and AVAX, but everyone that was there wanted to be there. They weren't there because their bags are pumping, and it was just a good time. And then also, I went to the Central in June. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go to Medellin. I had some stuff I had to do, but the energy is really good during the bear market when it comes to like events, and then just even in spaces in general. Like, yeah, you're not going to get as many people in a Twitter space as normal, but the people that are there understand why they're there. They get it. They see the future. They want, you know. So it's like it's good energy. Yeah. And I remember when you guys first launched on Osmosis because you guys had I think you guys did the liquidity bootstrapping pool, I can recall correctly. So yeah, it's really cool to see even just like IBC, like MintScan, how it went from just a few different blockchains. And now I think last time I checked, it was at 52 or 53 sovereign blockchains connected to IBC, which is like super cool. And, you know, this time next year, I hope it 2x's and we're talking, there's 100 different blockchains connected to IBC. And it's just like I said, to me, it's just the future. It just makes sense to me.
Yeah, that's for sure. But you see what you just mentioned, I mean, for someone who is not really involved into crypto, to have a whole new mechanism and a new wallet such as Kepler or Cosmos Station and then go to Osmosis and so on, it's really, really complicated. And this is the exact reason why we created Diffract, to have a simple way to be exposed in the whole interchain, in the whole Cosmos community, really simply. And our goal is to bootstrap mass adoption and to give people good opportunities and education. And we are convinced that with a simple asset such as Diffract, we can really achieve this vision. And just for the story, Loom means light in French. And it's for us a way to symbolize the fact that we want to put light in knowledge, in content, and in value. And diffract is the diffraction of light. And for us, it's a way to represent the fact that you can have this light coming from, giving you some you know, knowledge and so on. And then you can be exposed to a lot of projects in a simple way. So
nice. So like, what is, I understand what you're saying there. What is the diffract? And I know your token's going to be the DFR token.
Exactly.
So can you kind of tell the people like what that is?
Sure.
Why a token? How or like estimate a time frame on when you think that's going to go live?
Sure. So diffract protocol is the first yield earning index for the interchain. So it's a collection of blockchain networks communicating through IBC, the IBC protocol, and it's called a protocol owned liquidity, so POL. So it means that the treasury belongs to the protocol and the holders of the protocol tokens. And the role, the goal of the POL, the POL, is to grow and rebalance the treasury so that every stakeholder can benefit from it. So what we use is a bonding mechanism. That means that the protocol will mint DFR tokens from people that put some, for example, Atom or USDC in the protocol. And just at the moment people put some money in the protocol, they receive DFR. That means that there is no pre-creation of DFR. DFR are minted only when people put money in the protocol. And we find this way to having a totally decentralized fund is really interesting because you don't have the same risk that you saw previously in DeFi, such as tokenomics that are completely ruined by pre-sale or discount or team allocation. We don't have any team allocation on Diffract. Just the people that put money in the protocol get some DFR token. And there is no collateral risks because all the funds held by the protocol are totally transparent. And the protocol is decentralized for this reason.
It's fascinating.
The fact that we decided not to take any team allocation is really strong because what we did actually when we launched Diffract is we analyzed all the DeFi projects that were launched on Ethereum and so on. We took the advantages of the interchain, meaning that we have a protocol that makes all blockchain communicating with each other. But in the tokenomics and in the purpose of the project, most of DeFi projects failed because they had the problem I just mentioned earlier. So we said, okay, let's took those problems off. And because we have the support and the foundation, which is nonprofit, to guide us, we developed it without having this way of having a cake of token pre-minted that you divide between teams of advisor and so on. We totally put that in a trash and started with a model that has absolutely no debt. And this is something kind of new, I think, to have such a mechanism. And that also means that people can go on the Diffract protocol and search for the what we call the backing price. And this is the price represented by all the assets. So for example, today we have like Atom, Juno, Evmos, and so on. So the backing price of DFR is exactly the price of those assets. You know, there is not a price affected by the fact that we have pre-minted some tokens.
Nice. So when, like, let's say I wanted to have this index, like, is there a customizability or is it just like the underlying assets that you got that's already predetermined?
No, so the way it works is you go on the Diffract protocol. So we have a web version. We want to publish soon a mobile version as well. So right now how it works, you need to have a USDC. So we use so you need to buy USDC on Osmosis, then send it to the protocol. And at the moment, the USDC are received. So now we have some batch every week, but then it will be instantly. DFR are minted and sent to you in a decentralized way.
Do you guys ever think or envision potentially having an onboard, like a fiat onboard?
Yeah, that's something we would like to put in place. So right now we are considering to work with some guys, Axel Arcado and so on, to have a way for people to directly be able to buy a DFR with fiat. So right now DFR, just something important to mention, is in a beta version. So it's something that we pushed and we wanted to have it ready during the Cosmoverse. And having this, we are not pushing marketing really deeply right now. That's not the purpose of it. The goal is really to take feedback of Cosmos community, of the first user and so on. And we are currently building the first version, the V1 of Diffract. And for this V1, our goal is obviously to, because the goal is to ease the adoption of Cosmos ecosystem. So we want to develop also some ways for people to be able to use easy on-ramp method.
Yeah, because I, like you were saying earlier, like right now, like all these different protocols and technology, just in general, is really only made for like enthusiasts. And I really do enjoy indexes because it does make it simplistic for the end user. They don't have to buy like, okay, well, I like Atom and I like Osmo and Juno. Yeah. Let me buy X amount per token. And I mean, yeah, you could still do that, but it would be nice where you can also just have a one click. It's like, all right, I want exposure to all of this. So let me just click a button and then get an index fund. I mean, most people, just in, even in traditional, they prefer to invest in like the S&P 500. So it's just easier. Yeah. It's better for them. Because then also, they don't have to sit there and compound the whole time either. So it's like.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I definitely get it for sure.
Yes, and and this is the goal, because then it's not like an index in the protocol as the kind of the treasury of all other tokens that generate here the revenue. So it's exactly what you mentioned. You don't have to stake and recompound every asset. It's done automatically, and so then the vision is that the DFR can be liquid on the secondary market. Probably osmosis, and all the game that can happen there is that when this DFR has its own, you know, market price, there will be all the time a gap between the backing price and the market price. And the interesting thing is that you will be able to do arbitrage, because if the backing price is lower than the market price, you can mint DFR, so increase the protocol treasury, and then sell it on the secondary market. And on the contrary, if the backing price is higher than the price of the market, it's an opportunity for you also to buy on the market, then stake, and having staking rewards that can represent a higher value than the traditional, the original one. So in terms of tokenomics, then you can have some games to do, and it's a product that can be interesting for DeFi guys, but our really main target is mainstream people.
That's nice.
So it's my dream that my brother, for example, is a doctor, is interested in crypto. I'm the one who sent it to him some Ether like in 2016. Unfortunately, he sold them, but really early. But then he started, you know, to get interested in that. And recently, I told him, yeah, you should be interested in Cosmos, and and you should buy some Atom and so on. So this is not an advisory for investment. It was just for my brother. But I realized that it's so hard for people, and I would be happy for people to have like a simple way to be exposed in this ecosystem, because I really believed in the tech value of it. So the future is always uncertain, right? But for me, in Cosmos, there will be some innovation and some project that will be major in this in all decentralization space in general.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is truly the most decentralized network out there right now. It's not even close. But one of the questions I had for you is, like, how do you determine what you're going to add next to like the index?
Next, what do you mean?
Like, let's say I'm looking here right now on your on Diffract. You guys, it says the first projects include, and you have like Atom, Osmo, Juno, Evmos, Comdex, Loom. I keep saying Loom. I'm sorry. Loom, Akash, Sentinel. You have XKI. Then you have Stars. Like, do people vote on adding other ones to the bunch?
So right now for the beta version, we had to do ourselves the first allocation, but the goal is obviously to have the community vote for projects they prefer. So also an important point, we choose to work with one validator, which is Imperator. So we were kind of limited by the the project Imperator is validating. So we made this this allocation by ourselves. But for the V1, the goal is obviously to have holders be able to vote for the projects they want to be represented in Diffract.
And then can you touch on what the Interchain Builders program is?
Yeah, so it's a kind of recent program. Actually, we started to discuss with them because Cosmos is identified as very strong tech community. But everybody is aware that we lack a bit of a professional marketing. And then right now we are working with them on awareness, communication elements, and so on. So it's it's a collaboration that is meant to unify the way we are talking about Cosmos. And for that, I would like also to mention that we are doing a lot of extra work, not just building the protocol of Diffract, but we are really producing a lot of educational content. We have made a Notion that is called AB Cosmonaut, so like AB Cosmonaut. So it's a Notion website, and it's a tool for user that want to start to dig into the interchain. And it's really useful because you can understand step by step what is the interchain and discover all the projects. So so yes, we have really this vision with the interchain builder program to build something that is meaningful and that is aligned with the vision and communication that Cosmos wants to pursue in this new world that we are starting right now.
Yeah, for sure. So personal question, how long have you been speaking English for?
Oh, I started to learn English just 2 weeks ago, so this is why it's not perfect yet.
No, but... are you kidding me? You're actually really good. I was just curious.
I started when, in my studies, like every French people, and I know I have a strong French accent, but I've worked like 8 years before starting the first company I did in the blockchain space. And when I in my first job, I was working with one of the big company in commodities, and people that have the best career and the top executive you can ever meet, they had a terrible French accent. So I told myself, okay, as long as I can understand everything and communicate, it's fine.
No, it's good. I think there's quite a few teams that are over in the that area, like Imperator. I've spoke with Dylan before. He does good stuff for the ecosystem. So
yes. Dylan and Ibra. There is also we are starting to have a small but strong French ecosystem. There is also Reda from Key, Sebastian. We organized the Nebula Summit. It's cool to, but it's kind of small yet, but it's developing. I see most people that start to be really interesting in Cosmos.
Yeah, it'll be nice for the day where people won't have to speak English to like really keep up with all the new information in crypto. You know, like right now, unfortunately, like if you want to stay ahead of the curve and kind of know what's going on, you just have to know English. Like there's just no way around it. But it would be nice, if one day, it doesn't matter if you know English and you only know French or Spanish or whatever, like that would be nice. I'm hoping for that because I think that would help too. And you know, kind of speed run this more mass adoption, so to speak. But
yes,
yeah, it's nice. I'm pretty sure, because I was checking out all kind of different things Cosmosverse, kind of live being there but not being there, and I'm sure you guys were there, correct?
Yes, we were in the one in Lisbon and the last one in Medellin. So it's awesome to see how fast it grew, because the one in Medellin was huge, and the vibe there, the energy was really awesome. I mean, it was really something. And it's cool to see how many projects have been built in 1 year. I mean, the community has stayed really vibrant. And Medellin is not an easy city to get to. I met some people that went from Korea, from India, and so on, and they had to take like 3 planes to get there. So we from France had to take 2, which is not too bad, but there were absolutely not direct flights. And yeah, it was amazing to see how much effort people made to, you know, just meet there in this city, which is kind of symbolic as well. But it was definitely a very great event. Yeah, except you didn't come, but next year you will be there.
I said that to myself, like, no matter what, like, I have to, something really has to happen for me not to go. I'm not gonna lie, when I was in Texas, I got really sick. I usually never get sick. It was like the first time I've been sick in years. And I was like nervous. I'm like, man, if I got sick in a different country, like, I got paranoid. But then I had some stuff happen at not negative, but I just had to stay back. And it was kind of crappy, because like I kept like checking everything out. I'm like, oh, it looks beautiful, man. It's probably so much fun. And regardless of, like, you know, because crypto doesn't matter where you live, but you can get so much more accomplished whenever you're in person with people, especially all like-minded people. And I have yet to be at a specific just Cosmo event. You know, typically, like, when I go to these, it's more other ecosystems. So I have to sit there and tell and teach everyone how the actual tech works. Like, they would come up when I was in Florida, people would come up and say, like, what is Osmosis? And as soon as they say that, I know they'd have no clue about how IBC works and Cosmos.
Because
you just, like, if you're in the ecosystem, you know what Osmosis is. It's literally impossible not to know what it is. So, like, then I'm like, all right, this is how it works. And, you know, I'm teaching them, you know, Ethereum speaks Ethereum and AVAX speaks AVAX and Solana speaks Solana. I'm like, imagine if you and I you're speaking Russian and I knew no Russian and I spoke English, you would have no clue what one another is saying. I'm like, that's kind of how all these blockchains work right now that are outside of IBC. And I'm, you know, I'm like giving all these like analogies and metaphors. And I mean, I enjoyed it, but it was getting exhausting saying the same thing over and over, as opposed to like when you're at an event with Cosmos, it's more about you don't have to really sit there and educate as much. It's about how we can do things to improve and how we can move forward, so to speak. So it was kind of nice, because the Decentral was a lot of different IBC teams were there. I mean, there was other ecosystems outside of it, but I can only imagine how amazing Cosmosverse would have been. Everyone's on the same page, so to speak.
Yeah, but I also think it's not an easy task, but it's necessary to participate and be some teacher of Cosmos, because I'm convinced that the fact that we can attract people from other community or other languages, as you said, it will be a major key success also for the Cosmos community, because it's only through adoption that we will manage to be a successful ecosystem. So this is a goal we need to play, a role we need to play.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've been doing that since I got in. You know, it's like, because I really firmly believe, I'm confident that when someone uses, I don't care what it is, anything in Cosmos, like, they're gonna have a good, I always say customer experience. They're gonna have a good customer experience, and they're gonna come back for more. I mean, I'm a prime example. I remember when I first used Osmosis, I was like, holy hell. Like, that was smooth. Like, what have I been doing? Like, this was an amazing experience. Like, I was so used to using things where, like, Uniswap, and it would take forever, it'd be all congested. Then I'm like, where'd my funds go? And then I'm like, how do I get it off of here? And then, you know, it's, I mean, there's obviously in Cosmos, there's going to be a lot of improvements, but I really firmly believe it's like heads and shoulders above anything else when it comes to like a customer experience, so to speak. So, I mean, that's really cool. I'm always here to help. Like, I always appreciate people that put time in to educate, you know, others, because that's really all it matters. Because if people don't educate, then there's no way people are going to feel confident or they'll feel more intimidated to come into this space. It's like, you need to help those people, you know, because we're all new at some point, maybe some were before than others, but you know, people don't just get this. They need to, you know, you have to kind of educate them. And I really love doing that. It's like a passion of mine. It doesn't even feel like work when I put all these hours in and do these things, because I really just enjoy it. And I find a lot of people in Cosmos to be very like-minded and, not bashing on other ecosystems, but you know, I'll go onto a Twitter space and kind of just listen in, and it's rarely about like the underlying technology. Usually it's about something really just like non-important. It's like when you listen into Cosmos, I don't care who it is from the community, it's all usually good things. It's about like the tech and or governance and like really important topics. And it just makes sense to me. That's why, like, I'm just, you know, I devote everything into like Cosmos, because I just believe in it.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. And I think now than ever, we need to give people more confidence as well about tools and so on with everything that recently happened. So we cannot play on FOMO anymore. I think vision will be the key factor to get people to be interested in Cosmos. And for that, the main element is to help them to understand the decentralization, how it works, because most of the people can feel unsafe in some new environments. So, for example, I remember when I started to go in an exchange, it was Bittrex at this time. So there was Kraken, and Bittrex was the one where you were able to find a lot of alt crypto. But when you have good user experience and you have a community and you have education tools and so on, it really helps people to feel safe in new environments. So that's great that we are pursuing this this thing.
Yeah, for sure. So is there anything else you wanted to add? Like, did you say when it's you guys are going to go full force with DeFrac yet? I'm not sure if you did or not. Like, what's the goal?
Yeah, so DeFrac is already launched in the beta version. We are launching the V1. And our goal is really to have a very simple product for users to be able to be exposed in the whole Cosmos ecosystem. So right now we will start with one allocation, and our goal is really to have this engagement from the community to be able to vote and rebalance the protocol treasury. And at some point, what we really want to do is to develop this vision of having a decentralized, democratic way to invest together, you know, through this kind of new decentralized ETF. So that's the real vision of DeFract, is to have a protocol that is fully decentralized using interchain accounts, and so a safe way to invest based on the community governance, which is really important, and having this new way of investing. And at some point, you can imagine a lot of things that in those kind of index or ETF, you will be able to have some, for example, if tokenization of real estate develop, you could be able to have some part of protocols, but also real estate, some NFTs, you know. You will be able to get a lot of things in some funds, community-based, which is something that never existed in any investment ecosystem. And in a safe way, because it will be all transparent and decentralized. So that's financial inclusion, basically. It's our vision and our goal.
Nice. So I had a question from the community. Regenerator validator asked, will Defrag always just use one validator?
No, that's not something that will stay permanent. So right now for the beta, we are working with Imperator. In the future, the goal is to be able to have a diversity of projects. So we will partner with probably other validators as well.
Okay. So anyone out there, just to reset the room, if you have any questions, you can ask to come up or just, you know, message in the comments or just DM me and I'll ask the questions for you if you don't want to speak. But yeah, I mean, it's really needed in a space. The confusion with all the different wallets too, you know, I think people that are in Cosmos already are kind of probably a little bit higher up when it comes to navigating around crypto because you're just so used to going from one chain to another. But, you know, for someone that's maybe just like in Polygon right now, and then they want to come over, you know, I know one of the most common questions and concerns that I received because my backstory is I helped out with Osmosis, like in Telegram from not almost say day one, but pretty much early on until a few months ago. And one of the questions I get a lot of times is, hey, why is my Atom not showing on Osmosis? Because they don't understand that you have to deposit it. Because it's a sovereign chain, they're just everyone's so conditioned that everything's built on top of one another. And, you know, I would assume eventually over time with interchain accounts and things like that, that you'll be able to do more one click transactions and it'll be more friendly. But yeah, just like that point of view, it's like, yeah, you have to deposit. These are all sovereign app chains. Like you have to deposit, you know, onto this other planet or island or whatever sort of name you want to name it. But but I do think that, you know, the information's starting to get there. I know when I first started, even like COVID, there was really no information on Cosmos. Like there was a couple of people that were kind of doing their thing, like Crypto Cito and a couple of other people, but I just feel like now there's a lot of people and that are kind of just spreading the IBC gospel, and it's really nice to see. And I'm always grateful for whenever people are tuning in, listening, even when they DM me questions. And I love engaging with the community, and it's slowly but surely it is growing. And it really is. It's just like a movement. And you know, like I said, I firmly believe like if crypto is going to go to where we think it's going to go, the Cosmos and IBC and everything is going to be really at the forefront of that movement, because someone has to build the infrastructure and the communications for that to all happen. And, you know, I just appreciate all the people that are doing whatever they're doing to make this space a better place, whether it's building, development, educating, validating. Whatever. It's like we're all part of this huge, beautiful masterpiece. And it's really cool, like, you know, and I just give it my all. And I know there's so many people that do it. And it's just so much fun to see it and be a part of it. You know, it's like, what else can you do out in the world that you're actually you're a part of it? You know, it's like, I feel like I'm a part of it. And, you know, you're a part of it. And everyone listening is a part of it. It's like, you don't get that anywhere else. Like, you're not like it. And I don't know where most people's jobs, like in my real life job, like I have no say, right? Like I just punch in, punch out, and I literally have no say. Like I can give suggestions and it kind of goes out one ear and out the other. It's like, hey, what do I know? I only devoted a decade of my life to this place, and I see it for, you know, every single day. But like, hey, we have the supervisor that literally has never done the job before, but yeah, they probably know more than someone that's spent 10 years doing this, you know. And like in this space, like it doesn't matter if you have one follower, 50,000 followers, you own one Atom or 10,000 Atom, like you can be a part of it. And it's really cool to see it, you know. And I really enjoy everything about it, you know. Can it improve? Yeah, but it will. And that's all I wanted to say. Like I just keep the positivity, you know. It's like I love this thing, so it's just amazing.
Yeah, thank you for what you're doing as well, because I think it's really important to have this space of discussion of the energy that you have is great. And it's always a pleasure to see people that share the same vision and the same passion even for the interchain passion.
Yeah, it's for sure. We're all connected because that's really how it is. We're all connected. Just in real life, everything's connected.
And when even when you think about, you know, the term cosmos and the fact that it's called cosmos, I think it's amazing. All this universe and the semantic field of interconnected planets and so on, and you know, being cosmonauts, it's, I like that, even in terms of words and the universe of it. It's cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. I wanted to ask you something too. It's kind of funny. Do you have a tough time when you're out and about, like at a non crypto event or like hanging out with friends or family, not to like talk about crypto? It's so hard for me. Like, I'm an ex athlete. Like, I trained. I've done, like, patting myself on the back, but I had a really good career. Like, I had a decent life. Like, I don't even like really talking about sports that much anymore. It's like, I want to just talk about crypto. It's crazy. It's so hard to get out of that mindset, but it's like everything I do, it's like someone asks me, hey, how are you? How have you been? Like, I instantly want to say, oh, I'm doing well. Like, well, why are you doing well? You know, I'm doing this crypto thing, and I start talking to them. It's like, oh, what's, and, you know, I was just at a place, they're like, what's Cosmos? And I'm sitting here talking about Cosmos and why it's the future. And it's like the someone that probably had like is interested but not really interested, you know. It's like, I don't know, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. No, for me, I started 7 years ago, you know, and I told my friends when I discovered crypto, I told them at some point I will launch my own crypto money, and I think a lot of projects will launch their own crypto money, and they were just laughing at me because for them it was a nonsense, you know, only fiat money existed. They didn't know about Bitcoin or Ethereum back at the time. So I'm used, you know, to have this kind of schizophrenic mindset. But I know when people, and also, you know, when I started to really build back in 2016 and in 2018, it was the beginning of the bear market, and a lot of investors and people, and especially in France, were like really non-convinced about the fact that the blockchain will be something someday, you know. I met some VC at this point who told me, look, you are a brilliant girl, you have made a brilliant woman, you have made successful studies and so on. Do a company, but don't do it within blockchain space because we won't invest in this space. You know, it was so hard for me to sometimes understand, hear that because I was like, okay, maybe I'm the one who is delusional. Maybe I'm believing in something that doesn't exist. And when I'm speaking with all people that are already in the blockchain, maybe we all share the same disillusion, you know, delusion. And but at some point, I was okay. I have an inner feeling, and this feeling is that it makes sense. It makes sense to have this new way of organizing data, and it cannot not happen, you know. So we will see what will be in the future. I always like to be surprised by the next phase. But no, I'm used to to sometimes not talk about crypto. But when I'm with people that like crypto, it's such a pleasure to be able to exchange vision and so on. And the Cosmoverse for that are perfect place because we all share the same vibe, and we are all part of the same community. And I just like you know, each conference when we can meet people like our validator. I just saw that Imperator has joined. It's so nice to see people and being with them, just being, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, crypto, just at the end of the day, it kind of has to work. I mean, being an accountant, and really all any blockchain is at the end of the day is a decentralized accounting ledger that's perfect. Like, the code is perfect. Like, numbers never lie, you know. It's just the way that is. And then not only that, I mean, it's already changed. Like, I've spoke to so many people in my quick time of being in crypto, how many, you know, people's lives have changed for the better. You know, first time they're ever to start to save money, or, you know, basically store data, or, you know, they can prove that they're who they say they are, because not everyone can just have a bank account and financial records and documents. And, you know, you can store it on the blockchain, it'll live forever. So it just has to work. I mean, like I said to myself, I already came to the conclusion that, you know, I spoke with my wife, I said, you know, this is what I want to do the rest of my life. And if it doesn't work, at least I tried something, and I just didn't sit back and be that guy that missed out or complains and says, oh, you know, I could have did something. Well, I'm doing something, and maybe it doesn't work. But guess what? I'm at that point in my life too, where, like, if I have to work until I'm 70 years old doing a crappy job just to put food on the table, then I'll do it. But I might as well do something I literally love doing and have a lot of fun doing it. Meeting, like, the fact that I'm even doing this right now, it always blows my mind that I do stuff like this. And I've been on stage talk about NFTs in front of like a couple thousand people before. Like, it's just nuts to me. It's like, it doesn't even seem like it's real, you know? And, it's just a lot of fun. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just what we're meant to do, is enjoy what we do. And I just enjoy all this. And I know a lot of people feel the same way, or else, you know, they wouldn't be doing it. So I appreciate what you do and what everyone else does in this space. And it's always nice to see, you know, friendly faces. And, you know, I'm here to help anytime I can help. And if you guys have new updates and you want to let me know, I'll tweet it out or whatever, you know, maybe future Twitter spaces and stuff like that. And I know it's kind of probably getting a little late there for you. I don't want to keep you up all night, but I appreciate you spending time and kind of educating me on some things. And obviously you've been around the block longer than I have when it comes to crypto. So I always look up to, you know, because you've been around, you've seen different cycles, and you know, you become unfazed. You know, obviously, you would rather everyone be happy that their bags are pumping, but you understand, like, it's just kind of the part of the process. Like, it goes up and down, but the long run, we all see the future of it. And to kind of nail that point beforehand about maybe we're delusional, but so was Steve Jobs when he was building computers in his garage. And you know, and you can even look back in mainstream media in America, like in 2000, they were calling the internet a scam. So obviously, like, these people, because, like, people don't like uncertainty. They like to know that they know everything. And the bottom line is, humans don't know everything. And it's just a fact. And people get worried and uncertainty. But, like, unless you push for something new, like, nothing's ever going to change. And like, that's all really, at the end of the day, that's really all crypto is just a new technology that can actually empower people. And like, I always think of it as, like, it's trying to speed run thousands of years of inequality and make it better for everyone. Will it be perfect? No, but it is doing something to improve the general population. So it's like, I'm all for it. You know, I'm just all for it.
Yeah, me too. And this is why we need to put some light onto the Cosmos ecosystem, onto decentralization, on blockchain, and make them luminous, and then diffract all of this.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, again, thank you for your time. Thank you, everyone, for stopping by. I'm actually doing a Twitter space in another hour. It's with Nitro. I don't know if you know anything about it, Sarah, but basically they're building, like, the infrastructure for Cosmos and Solana to be able to communicate with one another. So it's kind of fascinating.
Yeah. So
I'll be doing that. And anyone, if you want to join in about an hour, I appreciate it. If not, you can check the records. But thank you, Sarah, for everything you do. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Good time. And I hope to see you in the next Cosmoverse then.
Yeah, for sure. We'll do another one. I'll make sure it's not so late for you. It'll be during the day. So.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Lum Network Defract AMA, hosted by Cosmos Haas, recorded on Monday, November 14th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support. Shout out to Tendermint Timmy and the Spark IBC gang. Now you can go to our donate page and donate using your USDC Juno and get Spark points at the same time. Epic, I know.
Put your hands up like you got a couple questions. Ain't no misdirection, just a bunch of flexing. All aggressive, insane from all directions. Smoke blows in when I start a session. Blank canvas, blaze up the handlers. Rocking back and forth like I got the van stuck. Don't grind the clutch, mind you hush. Put your mask on and don't touch the antlers. Feeling untouchable when I'm on the verse. But in the universe, I'm just writing some words. Enticing these nerds while I'm laying out my memoirs. Like, remember when I had to fight the centaur? I'm a book nerd, let me take you on the journey. Lost in the labyrinth, searching out the lost fern. For certain, got the taxes included. Acting like a writer, never felt secluded. Get into the shit and line them up. Just another fixed game of try my luck. Go lighten up, dog. It could always be worse. Unless you're in the back of a hearse, then you're dead. Or putting in new speakers. It's a toss up, driver or just tweakers. Don't stress, yo. I've done the research. Living life like a bunch of fucking lemurs. It's a remake off the cutting floor. We take a little bit of poison and put it in the cheesecake. Tastes great, less filling, less stress, more killing. As he blew the cornerstone out the building. And the box came tumbling down all humble. Feels like we're drowning in a little puddle. Rebuttal? I should be taking off in the shuttle. Getting high in space with the Hubble.